Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and today we will start the halachis of hatmana, which means insulating a pot. Chazal instituted an iser called hatmana in order to protect us from being over the iser bishul. The same way there's an iser shehiyah, which means maintaining your food on the flame from before Shabbos, and there's an iser chazara, putting your food back on a flame on Shabbos. All these are isurei derabanan, so you shouldn't come to bishul. The same thing is the iser hatmana. And there's two type of insulating. There's insulating with something that's moisif hevel, something that intensifies the heat. And there's another type of hatmana where it's not being moisif hevel, it's not adding any heat. For example, in those days, they used to sometimes enclose the pot with salt or a certain type of sand, wet cotton or grass, and that, Chazal say, a moisif hevel. Today, that doesn't really apply. But an example today would be you took a heating pad and you plugged it in and you wrapped the pot with a heating pad. That would be a davar ha-moisif hevel, and that's an issa hatmana, even if you do it before Shabbos. And the reason is because the gzeira, you might wrap the food with gecholim, with coals, and you might come to mechatet on Shabbos. Therefore, they were gezer, you can't do hatmana with davar ha-moisif hevel, even if you start before Shabbos, even if you do it before Shabbos. What is the practical application of a davar ha-moisif hevel? For example, if you have a pot on top of a blech, on top of a fire, and you put towels around it, you put something around it, it's fireproof, you put something around it, that is the davar ha-moisif hevel. Why? Even though the towels itself are not being moisif hevel, but since you have heat on the bottom, and then by this covering it, it intensifies the heat more, that's called davar ha-moisif hevel. So you now put something on a flame and wrap it with a towel, even before Shabbos, because that's an issa hatmana. Another example would be a hot water urn, and you cover it with this special sleeve that they cover over it, and the urn is on, it's on the fire, that is an issa of hatmana with davar ha-moisif hevel. You're not allowed to do that, even if you do that from before Shabbos. And we'll talk about exceptions in the next year, different Haterim. Now, there's another issa hatmana, davar she'ein ha-moisif hevel. That means that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wrap food with a towel. But since it's not moisif hevel, it's not on top of a flame, you are allowed to do that before Shabbos. For example, you want to cover your soup with a bunch of blankets to keep it warm. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a bunch of blankets and keep your soup warm. That's an issa hatmana. But from before Shabbos, that is mutter to do. So, bottom line, bekitzer, iser hatmana b'davar ha-moisif hevel, some intensifies heat, is even usher from before Shabbos. But if you do hatmana b'davar she'ein ha-moisif hevel, which means you want to cover it with a blanket, it depends. Before Shabbos, you're allowed to wrap any of your food with blankets, as long as it's not on the fire, it's not moisif hevel. But on Shabbos, it's usher to do that, it's usher to wrap your food, wrap your pots of food with blankets on Shabbos, because it's an iser hatmana, and on Shabbos, even if it's not moisif hevel, there is an iser hatmana.